Welcome to Premise to Podcast. I am your host, Madison Deal, and welcome to today's episode. I am joined by my guest, Ryan Schleter, and today he will be sharing his poem with us. More specifically,
The Mask.
Yeah. Ryan shares what inspired him to write.
For this poem, a lot of things have the potential to get me started, but for this one, I was feeling particularly down, probably, I'd like to say. And it's about how people wear different personalities when they're out in public and what they do to try and stop people from seeing who they truly are. And I guess when I had the inspiration for writing this, I was like, oh, I was probably feeling really terrible and like, oh, I just don't feel good. I'm not who I actually am. I feel like a fake person. So I just was like, I'm going to write about this. I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to write a poem. And I wrote it, and it's probably my favorite poem. And just, I started with the word mask because I knew that's what I was going to start with. And once that started, I kind of just kept going and going and going, writing all the things, which is how most of my poems start, but especially this one. I was able to kind of pull myself out of that with that because I was happy what I was able to do.
Basically, he's been writing for...
actually, probably been around a year. I wrote my first one about a year ago about a particular person. And I was like, oh, I really enjoy this poem. And I showed it to other people. People actually enjoy reading this. I didn't think people enjoyed poetry because I didn't enjoy reading poetry. That's because what I wrote was different than anything I'd read before, primarily... because I'd only read like school poetry. To me, it was kind of new. And not only that, I was able to share that with people. And within that, me sharing them, I realized that everyone has this creative side to them that I didn't know existed. For the entirety of middle school and most of high school, I got nothing. I'm not artsy. I'm not creative. I can't really think of anything. And then all of those emotions of me not being able to do anything summed up into me writing the poem. It's not very long, but it gets the point across entirely of what I'm trying to say.
Everyone has hardships in writing, whether that's creative blocks or just trying to get that idea down.
I use poetry as a sense of venting, and so I just kept writing. I kind of mentioned this before, but I write when I'm sad. But I did find myself kind of frustrated because I did try to force myself to write sometimes. For me, at least, some people can probably think of something out of the blue, but not for me. I have to like have a reason to write, and it's frustrating. And then you try and try more, and you realize that it's just not working. That never stopped me from writing poetry, although it might have for that time that I said that kind of stopped, but I think that was just because I had nothing to write about. And I did. I really wanted to write more because people really liked it, and I really liked it. And I can't make myself be sad. I don't want to do that. All my poems I'd like to think are genuine. Can't even explain some of the things that I wrote. Like, I don't know why I wrote some of what I did. Most of my poems are based on hardships, whether it be, as I said, a specific person, a group of people, how I'm feeling, or how I think the world's going. All of those negative emotions being turned into something that I think is positive. You could easily look at my poems and say, oh, those are really depressing. Why'd you write those? But I hope it has like a joyful ending to it. I try to end most of my poems happy. I can't with all of them because, you know, it's hard to come back from certain things. But with this one, I ended it kind of nicely. People care about you. Everyone's the same. And people don't realize that. People are so caught up in trying to be different that they don't want to be similar. And I think that's really dangerous. I think if people accept that there are commonalities between people, like poems, I've talked to so many people who write poems. Some people don't, and that's fine. But they have some sort of method in which they write. My method of creativity used to be drawing different types of Pac-Man. And then for a little while, kind of died down, and it turned into poetry. So there's always got to be that some kind of vent.
Everyone is different in their own ways.
Absolutely.
It has different ways in affecting other people, and sometimes people express those feelings, whether it's through poetry or writing novels or just journaling. Or
drawing Pac-Mans.
Yeah, drawing Pac-Mans. It's definitely a way of expressing oneself. And it doesn't have to connect to anyone else as long as it connects to yourself.
I like to really put myself out. Well, I'm an introvert, but I try to be an extrovert. So I try to really put myself out there and like put and talk to people I don't usually talk to. But I'm able to try and see through that for the greater good of having more friends, because friends are pretty cool. I think we can agree with that one. And after the day ends, after school ends, and I'm done with like talking to people, at least for the most part, I was kind of like burnt out, you know? It's like, this is really taxing to do. And sometimes it's more taxing than others, and sometimes it just adds up. And this poem is a culmination of all the times it added up into me like realizing I'm not even a person anymore. I'm just who people want me to be. Because I'm sure we can all relate to, like, tailoring yourself to somebody. And there's nothing wrong with that, absolutely. That's great. That's just trying to get friends. But there, it becomes to a certain point where you're not you. You're who somebody wants you to be. And eventually, you've created so many different personalities for yourself that you'll be caught up in your own lies. And you don't know what to do about that with the idea of this mask, or the mask, I guess you could say. I was able to write it in a way where I hope people can understand it, about how, like, it wears off. I've learned so much about myself by writing. I probably haven't even taken the time to read my own poems as much as I should. Some people have read my poems more than I have. So you'll find a lot more about yourself that maybe you didn't want to know. But I think that's more valuable than not knowing. I'd rather be a little bit disgusted with myself or down on myself than not know what I'm actually thinking. Because people don't know what they're actually thinking. It's not a great thing. But I just think writing's so nice. And it's so relaxing too. Writing is the one time where I will sit in silence just so I can write. Writing, it needs my full attention. That's usually the only thing I can be doing while I'm writing. You're in your feels. You're feeling down, and you want to get all of them out. And those words are starting to click really well, and once you've got that motion going, it starts to click really well. And the next thing you know, you have a poem written, and you feel a little bit better, and you maybe even have a solution to your problem. Writing's fantastic. Being creative's fantastic. It may be happier, obviously, because my mind isn't as cluttered as it used to be. Because when you're sad, you can't focus on anything else. You're just too busy being sad. And that's, there's obviously nothing wrong with that, but if you're sad a lot, you gotta, like, figure something out. And my way of figuring out is poetry. Now to tell the story of The Mask, written by Ryan Schleter.
Everyone has some form of it. Some people use a flask, other people, including me, use a mask. It's not meant to hide our face. In fact, you can't see it at all. It's meant to hide our disgrace to save us from our downfall. We wear it in public to show our tone, but yet it comes off when we're alone. Wearing this mask is a must, even to those who you trust, but the mask isn't actually that great. You have to take it off sometimes before it's too late. The mask gets heavier, you see, carrying the weight of who you pretend to be. Eventually, the mask will break and everything will come pouring out, and that's too much for anyone to take. You have to frantically find a new mask, which frankly is one hell of a task. You're scared what your friends will see, who you really are. Maybe they'll be disgusted, leaving you with a nasty scar. But lucky for me and you, none of that's true. Your friends won't leave, and that's what you gotta believe. Your friends love you more than it's possible to show. Because they have a mask too. The last thing they'd want to do is go. I'd like to give a special thank you to Ryan Schleter, the one who shared this poem. I've been your host, Madison Deal, and thank you for listening to Premise to Podcast. This has been brought to you by 91.3 WHJE Carmel.